The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. If you're new to the channel, consider subscribing and smashing that thumbs up. Download your favorite scary story and listen to me wherever you may dwell on my Apple Podcast and Spotify. Tales from the Dark Forest. Check it out. It's pretty spooktacular. Now, let's get spooky. I didn't have the best relationship with my uncle. It hadn't always been like this, though. I remember my childhood and how we used to spend a lot of time together. Sometime after I turned 6, though, he suddenly went dark and his visits nearly ended completely. He used to come around about once every 2 months, and then, out of the blue, I was very lucky to see him once every 10 years. He had nearly become a distant memory when I received a phone call from him, asking for me to visit him. I was going to say no, but he then dropped the bombshell that he was dying. Years of smoking had caught up to him, and he hadn't had much time left. He even offered to pay for my flight. My uncle lived on a ranch far removed from other people. I think his closest neighbors lived about 20 miles away from his patch of land. He seemed to enjoy it this way, and I had wondered about it before. I would soon find out why. I knocked on the door and it opened to reveal the smiling face of my uncle. He was far removed from the memories I had of him, just barely recognizable. But that's what 10 years and cancer will do to a person, I guess. He invited me to sit down and we exchanged a few pleasantries and general chit-chat. My uncle had brought out some snacks, which I enjoyed as a child. I honestly didn't like them as much as I was older, but I didn't want to say that and I just thanked him. It was after an hour when he got to the meat of the matter. "Now, nephew," he said. He actually used my name while talking, but I don't want to reveal it. So I'll just replace it with nephew for the sake of this. And I'll address him as simply uncle. "Are you still big on the whole save the rainforest thing?" "All right. Yeah. I still want to help protect the environment. I've started a project to help save a type of frog within South America. And there's this big..." My uncle raised up a hand. "Sorry, I would love to hear about it. I did love your stories back when you were little. You had such a vivid imagination. Honestly, though, I never thought you would actually embark on a journey to become a real environmentalist. But I'm glad you did. Nephew, I don't have a lot of time left, so I just want to get straight to the point." He took a deep breath. "Do you believe in monsters?" "Monsters?" I asked, confused. "Yes," my uncle said. "Monsters. They exist. You might not believe in them now, but you will once this is over." "I don't understand," I said. "Let me ask you another question. Do you believe that every species on Earth has a right to be protected?" he asked. "Well, yeah," I said. And if you had the power to save one of them, would you? Yeah, I would, I said. My uncle relaxed a little. He then got up to get his rifle. Do you know how to use one of these? Yeah, Dad taught me, but I never actually used one of those in a dangerous situation before, I professed. You probably won't need it, but take it anyways, he said. I'll explain what this is about, but I need you to come with me somewhere. We then spent 15 minutes hauling supplies to the back of his truck. All in all, it was probably enough to last someone several months, and I was honestly confused as to why my uncle would need that much. While he drove me to our destination, he started talking again. Do you believe in Bigfoot? Sasquatches? He asked. Bigfoot? I said and laughed. The town where I grew up in had a Bigfoot sighting 10 years ago. It wasn't all too famous outside of it, though, and I doubt anyone outside of town even heard of it. Well, you see, when you think of stories of ape men or the like, my uncle continued, you know that the Native Americans also had similar stories of seeing such creatures. That seems to tell me that they probably are real. But that leads to another question, of course. Why haven't we ever found one? It's said that at one point, the population of humans on Earth was only 10,000, but we bounced back from that. If we even assume that there is even 1/10 of that amount of them around, only 1,000, we should still have found traces of them. Dead bodies, bones, etc. There should be videos of them migrating for food, but there aren't any. And all you could find is a very bad grainy footage occasionally. So they're not real then? I said with a shrug. My uncle shook his head. There's an easy answer to that paradox. The reason we haven't found them was that they were hunted to near extinction by people like me. I was waiting for a laugh indicating that this was a joke, but it never came. It was after my stint in the army. I was looking for work, and I was an experienced hunter to boot. And some suits from the feds came around trying to recruit me. They said that I had to hunt a kind of ape, and I needed the cash at the time, so I agreed, my uncle said. I never really found out why that the government wanted them gone, my uncle said. Some of the other hunters had their theories. Some said we were harvesting their organs. Some said we were going to clone them to make super soldiers. Some people thought that the Bigfoot was actually more advanced than us, and would threaten our position as the dominant species on Earth. I have a far simpler theory. We hunted them because we wanted their land. Bigfoots tend to be rather docile most of the time, but they are also very territorial. Some people must have died at one point because of them while encroaching on their land, and the government realized that we had to wipe them all out. Of course, this isn't the 1800s, and if the public got wind of it, well, it would be bad, so the project was kept hidden. I was pretty good at it, my uncle said. I had a total of 339 confirmed kills. I never thought anything of it at first. I just thought I was hunting another kind of animal. Until one day, I was alone tracking two of these creatures when one of them almost got the jump on me. I managed to kill it with a lucky shot. Thank the gods, or else I wouldn't be here today. The other one ran away and I went after it. I was able to finish it off 20 minutes later, and I followed some of its older tracks to a small enclave in the woods. His hands began to shake a little, and I offered the drive. No, it's fine. I'd never seen a child before then. A child Bigfoot, that is to see. Well, a baby animal was still an animal after all, so I raised my gun when it did something none of them had done before. It spoke. I had heard roars and growls before, but never actual words. Two syllables. Mama. It said them again, and something else had begun wailing. The way it said that, it kind of reminded me of you, nephew. He smiled fondly. You know you can't remember, but I remember holding you in my arms when you spoke your first words. You were so adorable back then. His smile vanished. It was then that what I was doing hit me. I wasn't saving humanity from some rabid animal. I was wiping out another species, which may be smarter, even smarter than us, my uncle said. I never mentioned what happened to anyone else. I just quit some time later. I'm sorry that I wasn't around while you were growing up. I secluded myself here. I had to, he said, and then stopped. We had arrived at a small clearing. He handed me the rifle and got off the truck. There's something I haven't told you. There was a reason some of us thought that the Bigfoot was superior to us. They have a special skill, so to speak. At first, we thought it was just some kind of telepathy, but no. They're able to communicate with a special type of sound wave that travels for hundreds of miles. It's at a frequency humans can't hear, but once we used special equipment, we were able to detect it. That's why it's so hard to find them. Once you encounter one, that one will contact every other one in a 100-mile radius and tell them to run. My uncle pulled out a strange flute. You know what a dog whistle is, right? This is kind of the same thing. Up until then, it had occurred to me that this might have been some sort of elaborate joke. My uncle wasn't really a prankster, but maybe he had wanted to give me a good laugh one last time or something. That, or maybe the medications were interfering with his reasoning ability. He placed something on the flute, and nothing happened for 10 minutes, even though my neck kept turning at the slightest sound made by the forest. Every twig snapping or bird chirping nearly made me jump as the suspense dialed up to a crescendo when I finally told myself to relax and take a deep breath. And then I knew that my uncle was perfectly sane and hadn't been telling me some weird story. Out of the corner of my eyes, I saw a dark figure emerge. Now, you've probably seen some footage or drawings of Bigfoot. I'll say that many of them are reasonably accurate. You're looking at something about 8 feet tall, which is very ape-like. That is to say, except for the face. The face was surprisingly human, and it made me wonder how it was that my uncle kept killing them without a little bit of remorse for so many years. It had a strange way of walking and pausing after taking several steps. It pointed a finger at me. Who is he? The words were deeper than any voice I had ever heard and a little gargled, but the meaning was clear. He's my nephew, my uncle said. He then pointed to his truck. I got you all I need, but I'm dying. I won't be around for long. He then turned to me. I hope he'll keep taking care of you, but my time here is up. He began to cry, something I'd never thought he'd do. If you want to kill me, you can do it now. A chill went down my spine. I was the one who killed your parents. I think you know that, my uncle continued. You might as well take me out of my misery now. The thing raised a hairy fist and I raised my rifle reflexively, but my uncle put his hand up to stop me. This is what I want, I hesitated, and that was the fatal mistake. Even if I had wanted to, there was no way I could have reacted in time to save my uncle. But no killing blow came. Instead, the thing pointed a finger at my uncle and said, Mama. Tears flowed down my uncle's face like a faucet. After all this time? I helped my uncle, who was sobbing, so it was really me doing all the work, unload the supplies and we drove off. What was that about? I asked him angrily. Were you really going to let it kill you? It's a he, my uncle corrected. And I have done so much wrong, nephew, throughout my life. Raising him was just a partial atonement for my sins. I know it isn't enough. I can't even walk into a church and confess my sins to anyone. He then paused. I am sorry, though. I did not want to drag you into this, but someone needs to keep supplying him with food. I keep him hidden, but if he goes out into the forge for food, he'll be found someday. And this place isn't big enough for him to live off the land. Why this rifle, then? I asked. Because, my uncle said, I was worried he might try to kill you as revenge instead of me. After all, I killed some of his family. He might have considered that to be fair. But I wouldn't let him hurt you. Of course, I was completely wrong. I was thinking about what I have done, but he isn't like me. He's much better and bigger of a person than I am. It was then that I realized about what my uncle had been talking about earlier. The monsters he spoke of. He wasn't talking about the Bigfoot I had just seen. He was talking about humans. Part of it must have been about himself. Most of it must have been about the other people who had arranged a hunt for these creatures, who still walked the earth freely with no guilt in their souls. So what do I have to do? I asked. My uncle's eyes lit up a bit. Will you do it? Will you take care of him for me? My uncle said that he would leave his investments, totaling $12 million, hunting Bigfoot apparently paid very well as the ranch. It would be more than enough for me to keep the place running. I could even hire some helpers to work with me on the ranch, though he advised against it as some of them might talk. My uncle died 3 months later. I was with him when he passed away. As he couldn't confess his darkest sin to the pastor, he confessed it to me instead. For the last 4 years, I've been running this place mostly smoothly. Something strange did happen the last time I went to supply him. Behind him, I saw two shadows. One was a bit shorter than him, and one was even shorter than me. It appears that it had found himself a partner, and even a child. Where had they come from? Most likely he had signaled to her using the special call he had. The two of us didn't talk too much, but I did tell him I was happy for him. He smiled back and said, "Thank you, brother." For many of you who enjoy hunting for Bigfoots, not in the sense that my uncle did, of course. I just mean people who like searching for signs of Bigfoot. I have a message to pass on to you all. Don't bother. You'll never find them. They know how to hide from humans. Many, if not all, the sightings you hear about are just hoaxes. I even have the suspicion that many of the hoaxes are done by the government to discreet true sightings. But I know that I cannot solve this problem alone. If people don't know what is happening, the few remaining ones will be killed. And I cannot save a species like this. I need to get the word out to let the public know what the government's been doing behind your back. And we cannot let this continue. I have devoted lots of time to saving these creatures, and I cannot do it by myself. Already, I know many of you can dismiss this as a tall tale. But for those of you who do believe, remember, the best thing you could do for these creatures is simple. Leave them alone. In case you do find one or think that you saw one in the area, maybe you could leave something to eat for them. But it's doubtful that they will ever come back to that area. After all, even I wouldn't trust humans after what they've gone through.
Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.